Bart Blatstein would like to open the Provence Resort and Casino on Broad Street. To do that, he has to convince the State Gaming Control Board that his plan is better than the other four.
It is the best. It's got the greatest location. It's the largest property. It's the largest casino. It's the largest of the amenities. It just beats everybody out in every category.
Blatstein says he hopes the board will agree that his project is special.
And how incredible it is and how much of a game changer and transformational it is for Pennsylvania. Because it would be the first truly integrated entertainment resort located in a major urban city.
Society Hill neighborhood resident Paul Bonney hopes the board doesn't issue the casino license to anyone.
These facilities are designed to be close to neighborhoods, close to dense population centers, open 24/7 with free booze and easy credit and whatnot. All these things designed to keep you at the slot machine for the longest possible period.
Thomas Earle, the CEO of Liberty Resources, is also concerned.
As a large nonprofit, provider of human services and independent living for people with disabilities, we're very fearful of predatory gambling, and they really target low-income people.
The board is expected to hear later this week from the city's existing casino, Sugar House, about how a second casino would impact business. For WHYY News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.